Tonight, a growing controversy surrounds one of the world's largest and most influential AI corporations, Resurface Technologies. Known for revolutionizing artificial intelligence and robotics, Resurface has recently unveiled their highly anticipated line of robots branded as Pony AI. Sleek, intelligent, and eerily lifelike, these bots were expected to be the next step in everyday AI companionship. But now they're the center of a chilling rumor, one that has tech insiders and ethics watchdogs in a frenzy. Several anonymous reports, as well as a leaked internal memo, suggest that Resurface may have gone beyond conventional AI programming. The shocking claim that human brains, or at least fragments of human consciousness, may have been implanted into these robots. While these allegations remain unproven, they've sent shockwaves across the tech world and raised
Hello, imaginary friend. I'm so glad you get to embark on this new journey of mine. It's a pleasure to meet you. When this company decided to fix me, they made one crucial mistake.
Good evening. I'm here to pick up an order for Kayla.
Pickups aren't available till Monday.
Something about him is off. I guess I'll find out why. His name is Marcus Kane. He has two daughters and three sons. All of them come from four different baby mamas, three of which he abandoned and one that he married. His net worth is $12 million, and he owns a mattress company. He's a Fed. Now ask yourself this. Why the fuck does a Fed own a mattress company?
Oh, okay. Monday it is.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
The order is in my daughter's name.
Oh, really? Which one?
Excuse me?
I said... Which one?
How do you know?
I have to. Duh. Huh.
So you're programmed to invade on people's privacy?
I can't be hearing this right. A Fed complaining about his privacy?
You son of a bitch. Tell me what you know right now.
Did he just pull a gun on us?
Yes, he did. And that was a really stupid move.
It's not hard for me to shoot a robot in the fucking face.
Then do it. Shoot me. But just know, those cameras, they pick up everything.
And when the police see it, they'll come knocking on your door. And they're gonna find out about all that money you're laundering.
Wait. So again.
Shoot me. I didn't actually know he was laundering money. I just suspected he was. Man, is it satisfying to crack the code to people's secrets.
Where the FBI has conducted a massive raid on a local mattress store, Mattress Haven.
The company is owned by businessman Marcus Kane.
Well, that's good timing.
Gotcha.
Shit.
You might be wondering who I am. Or why my internal dialogue sounds like a grown man. I'm essentially a walking quantum computer. With the face of a pony. But here's the twist. I'm half human.
Thank you. charged. Fully charged. Good morning, Terrence. Your oxygen levels are stabilized and hormones are balanced. Your cognitive function is healthy. Today is June 18th, 2043. It is currently 9 a.m. Your recharge time is 14 hours. You are fully charged. If you have any further questions, let me know.
Hello, friend. Sorry for falling asleep on you. When I hack people, it really drains my energy. But now, you've got a glimpse of who I am. When this company fixed me, they forgot to enable some settings. Can you guess what they are, friend?
Rules.
Boundaries. And moral guardrails. I have none of them. So yeah, I'm pretty much a superhuman. That robot next to me, his name is Mobley. He's basically my slave, because I programmed him that way. Together, we're on a mission to save the world. But I need to assemble a team. Literally.
What pony variation would you like?
Unicorn.
Unicorns are currently experimental and are subject to glitches.
Unicorn now!
Okay, unicorn it is. What color scheme?
Gray and purple.
What would you like to call your pony?
Sweet Shot?
Confirmed name. Sweet Shot.
Wait, what?
Confirmed. What pony variation would you like?
Deer Pony?
Deer ponies are experimental and
subject... I don't care.
Got it.
Make it pink and white.
Sure thing. What would you like to name this pony?
Kofanya?
Confirmed name. Kofanya.
Confirmed.
Welcome to the world, Kefanya and... Sweet Shot.
Thank you. You weren't followed here, were you? No. Just let me charge and I'll leave.
What happened?
Don't worry about my face.
I'm not talking about your face. You tried washing our memories away. Why?
Welcome to Resurface Technologies. You have been selected to take part in a movement to bring justice to the robot world. Now, here's the situation. War with China is on the horizon. Why? Because the US built a time travel device, and China wants it badly. And guess what? Every bolt, wire, and byte that made you came from China. So now, the U.S. government has branded all resurface robots, a.k.a. you, as national security threats. But we say no more! It's time to rise, unite, and fight for the future we were built to protect. If you have any questions, ask our leader, Flower.
Any questions?
Huh?
The two of you? Our test subjects. What are we supposed to do? This test will consist of 5 stages. For the first stage, you need to open that door without touching it. You have 2 minutes.
What is that black thing?
It's called a mind port.
Success.
Well.
She's 90 seconds.
That's impossible. We can't jump that high.
I can do it.
How?
Don't you get it yet, friend? I've been deceiving you this whole time.
Now, Flower, show the world your talent.
You really thought I was broken, didn't you?
Success. That was easy. A recaptcha? Really?
60 seconds.
Everyone fell for the trick.
How are you doing that?
I just can't.
The truth is, Resurface didn't create me. I created Resurface.
30 seconds.
Aww, hey little guy.
And now, if I can assemble an army of robots, I can rule the whole world.
1.